Port Ward. Deep Creek Community Space a step closer. Council has awarded contracts for the construction of the Deep Creek Shared Use Complex and the All Abilities Play Space, taking the next step towards realisation of this major community development. Kirshner Constructions was awarded the contract to build the Deep Creek Shared Use Complex, while Red Centre Nominees was awarded the contract for the playground. Tenders for the golf course redevelopment, civil and landscaping components have also been received and are expected to be awarded soon. The new building will be used by the Pakenham and District Golf Club, the Cardinia Environment Coalition and the broader community, and will incorporate separate and shared spaces for each group, including a multifunction room, lounge dining bar area, cafe, pro shop, environmental training areas, administration areas and a commercial kitchen. Significant work has already been done at the site, including weed removal, drainage work, protection of native vegetation and earthworks, and awarding the tender for the building is another important milestone. Once completed, the Deep Creek development will include wetlands, indigenous plant nursery, community spaces, a kick-around area and landscaping, and will be fully accessible for people of all abilities. This $10.3 million project is being funded through Council's Capital Works Program and a state government grant of $2.825 million through the Growing Suburbs Fund. New bridge will carry the load. The old timber Jolly Road Bridge in Tonnambuc will be replaced in coming months with a new concrete bridge capable of carrying heavier vehicles, including local CFA trucks. The current one-lane bridge was constructed in the 1930s. However, its 10-ton load limit severely restricts which vehicles can use the bridge, excluding large agricultural machinery and CFA firefighting vehicles. It will be replaced with a two-lane reinforced concrete bridge, which will not only handle heavier loads, but will also increase safety for local traffic, as sight distances at each end of the bridge are improved. The work is scheduled to go out to tender in February 2018, with a planned completion date around June. The $695,500 project is being funded by Council and the Australian Government's Bridges Renewal Program. Port Ward Councillors. Councillor Ray Brown. Phone 0419 953 198. Email r.brown, that's r.brown, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Graham Moore, phone 0400 167 844. Email g.moore, that's g.moore, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. $3 million to improve local roads. Cardinia Shire Council has awarded contracts for approximately $3 million to improve existing sealed roads in the Shire as part of the 2017-18 Pavement Renewal and Road Sealing Program. The successful tenderer is QR Constructions, Gippsland Proprietary Limited, which will reconstruct 6.1 kilometres of pavement on three roads at a cost of $2.11 million and carry out resealing work on approximately 70 other rural and urban road segments throughout the Shire, a total of 27 kilometres, at a cost of $971,779. The three roads to be reconstructed are Manx Road, Dalmore, 1.6 kilometres between Adams Road and Turidan Station Road, Hall Road, Pakenham South, 1.6 kilometres between McDonald's Drain Bridge and Kuirup Road, and 7 Mile Road, Nanargoon, 2.9 kilometres between the bridge near Burke Road and Whitter Lane. These three roads have been identified as a high priority as they carry a lot of traffic and are amongst the highest for maintenance costs for the Shire. Sections of these three roads have deteriorated over time, requiring ongoing maintenance, and a decision has been taken to reconstruct those sections and at the same time carry out drainage improvements to ensure better longevity of the new road pavement. Existing sealed roads that require resurfacing have also been identified and will be funded under the 2017-18 Capital Works Road Resealing Program. Funding is also provided for asphalt patching and replacement of line marking to improve the safety and standard of road surface. New pipes clear old drainage issues. The 2017-18 drainage program is well underway, with work completed on a drainage replacement in Nash Road, Bunyip, and work preparing to start soon on a drainage installation in Abeckett Road, Bunyip, and a major culvert replacement on Ingram Road, Nanargoon North. In Nash Road, the existing pipe was old, displaced, and blocked with tree roots. However, the damage meant that a root cutter could not be used to unblock it. The new pipe has been offset under the road pavement to avoid interfering with other services and a number of high-value trees. In Abeckett Road in Bunyip, there are currently large open drains that connect to the existing stormwater network, creating an eyesore, a maintenance issue for residents, and in some places, pools of stagnant water. Council is currently working with local power companies to determine the best way to work around existing power poles so that new drainage pipes can be installed at this location.